Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, after the top of the hour break, we're going to get to some more of these seafood breakfast recipes. Frankie D and Captain Robin, thank you for those, and the others who have sent them in. We'll share them with our audience. Right now, let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter. I'm sure he's got a favorite seafood breakfast item he enjoys. Darryl, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a favorite, Don, but I'm going to tell you, if I've got some leftover fried fish in the refrigerator, a fish and egg sandwich, sure. A cold fish and egg sandwich sure goes good.
Now, what do you do with the egg? Fried egg with cold fish?
No, scramble it usually.
Okay, good. I got you. Well, you happen to have any of those fish left over this morning?
That's a myth, Don. Come on now. We're charter captains. We don't get any fish. Our customers take it off.
That's true. You don't get the fish. You're just there to direct and guide. Well, what's the weather looking like down there, man? There's a lot of cancellations. I don't know if this is just a new trend where the weather forecasts scare people and they start canceling all these things and then find out it wasn't as bad as it was intended, or if it's a good move safety-wise. Are you getting what the forecast was down there?
Yeah, actually, Don, it got in here late. As of right now, the way that the screens are rattling on the windows and stuff, I hadn't stuck my head out there yet because a pretty significant rain just stopped, but the wind's humping pretty good out here right now. So it looks like you're going to have several breaks during the day, but getting up at daylight and leaving at daylight doesn't look like the plan for Grand Isle this morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. It looks like this system is moving to the north, northeast, I guess. Some of it coming out of the Gulf, others of it's coming out of Texas, and looks like it's going to be with us for a while. And then we're going to have an open, and we're going to have a little window, starting when it clears out tonight through tomorrow sometime before it starts moving back in here on Monday. So if somebody's headed out there, particularly with sheephead on the brain, I've been getting some good reports from the sheephead run going on down there right now.
Yeah, that's probably out unless you're going in a big boat with a hearty stomach, because I think last night the forecast was for fours today with that wind being out of the south-southeast. So it's going to be four-footers, because most of the sheephead that you're hearing about have been at the close-end rigs. It's been, Don, it's been a pretty decent week on everything. I mean, speckled trout, black drum, the whiting. I mean, we had some two-pound whiting off of that beach, but I mean it's just been really well on everything, but the meat haul right now has been the sheephead, and it's been at the close end rigs. All you need is live and or dead shrimp market bait. They're catching them both under a cork or on light jig heads and just tossing it at the rig leg and let it slowly drift down. So I mean, in fact, one of the guys that was out there with us the other day went and did it, and he said he was actually free netting sheephead because they were so thick that as you were reeling one in, another one was following him, fighting him for the piece of shrimp that was hanging out of his mouth. So when he swooped down and netted them, he was netting two at a time, one with a hook in his mouth, one without.
Yeah, catch those followers. Yeah, that can be some great action. You know, I got one picture. People have been sending me pictures. One was, I guess they were caught in the kayak that was parked on the dock right next to it. I don't know how they fit that many sheephead in a kayak, but that is one fish in Louisiana, unlimited. No size limit, no creel limits, and I don't know how much longer that can go on. What are your thoughts on that? Should we be considering limits on sheephead?
Well, what you're seeing on the recreational side is probably just a drop in the bucket of what you're seeing on the commercial side. They are commercial fish, and in a lot of cases, they're actually netted with fish nets. And man, we're catching a bunch of them, but I don't know that the numbers even compare to what comes in on a big trawler, you know, that's been dragging nets for the commercial market. So that was, you know, I really hadn't followed that one close enough to even have a comment on it, but I don't know that we're doing a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Time will tell, because if they start getting scarce, that's when the alarms get sounded and they start talking about recommending some creel limits and maybe some size limits. I don't know how much studies they've done or assessment programs they do on sheephead. I'm not real sure about that. Well, Darryl, hope weather clears up sooner than later. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip for some speckled trout, drum, redfish, flounder, you got it all down there in Grand Isle. Tell them how to get you.
Yeah, well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com. Or, like I said, just pick up the phone, man. We got plenty of time to talk fishing. 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
Stay dry, Don.
All right. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com.